Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Roseanne Brooks calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I have charges on my Visa card. I have no idea what they're for.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
54313.
And your first and last name?
My first name is Rose. My last name is Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S.
Thank you. I see an account. I match your name. Could you verify your address?
2956 Steamboat Springs Run, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54313.
Thank you. So there is a purchase here. It's for our tablet. Well, the Ultra Bar for $7.45 and then the tablet for $7.95. It was made on the 26th of January.
Yeah, well, I've got one here for $54.97 and then $7.95. And I never received anything. I mean, I wasn't even in Wisconsin at the time.
Okay, so that purchase was for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club. If you said that you never received the product, would you like to report it as fraud?
Yes.
Okay, so just give
me I didn't get anything. I didn't receive anything. I had a neighbor checking on my house while I was gone. I was out in Virginia. My Visa card never leaves the house. I have no idea what's going on here. For $54.97 and $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. So the $7.95 was for, I'm sorry, the Ultra Bar, and then the $54.95 was for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club. Now, I got that canceled, and I did notate the account. I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department so that they can further assist you with the charges. So just
Thank
give me
you.
1 second, and I'm going to get you transferred over. Mama. Okay, so I did go ahead and get that notated. I'm going to get you transferred over now. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, and you too.